Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 for the hour. May the force be with you. Very glad to have our good friend Chad Mutray back on the show. Chad is a longtime 17-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org is the website. We've known him for a long time. We've followed him wherever he goes. He can't get away from us. We find him and we bring him back. Chad Mutray, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always fun to come into the Imperial March as well.
There you go. Well, we have it all here, Chad, as you well know. Hey, Chad, your new report is out again for manufacturing, and I'd like for you to just take a few minutes and give us the highlights of what the manufacturing sector is experiencing right now with regard to all the different dynamics of the coronavirus pandemic, the disease, the shutdown, the protocols, all that stuff. What do you think?
So I'll give you the good, the bad, and the ugly, I guess, here. Mm-hmm. I mean, the good news is that when you look at almost every survey that's coming out, whether that was the ISM report earlier in the week or all of the purchasing managers' indexes globally, manufacturing is starting to grow again. It's starting to rebound, right? So you're seeing growth, really the best growth rates in many of these sentiment surveys since January or February, right? So that's the good news. And so, we had the huge, steep decline, worst optimism since the Great Recession, and people are starting to bounce back out of that. The reality, though, of course, is, yes, we're seeing growth, but we have a long way to go, as you know. Manufacturing production, we'll be getting new data for July next week. But through June, we've seen pretty steep increases in both May and June manufacturing production, but we're still down 10-11% from where we were in February.
Like, so we don't like where we are, but we like the trend.
That's right. So we're moving in the right direction. We have to recognize, though, that this is going to be a steep climb. We have to climb our way out of this hole, right? And so we're going to see great numbers. Tomorrow we're going to see positive growth in manufacturing employment. We're going to see good numbers for manufacturing production next week. But the reality is, and you've heard me say this before, we're not going to be back to our pre-recessionary levels of output until at least 2022.
Yeah.
And so we got to be prepared for that. And I think the other thing to be prepared for, and we'll be getting an eye on the unemployment claims this morning. The reality is we've seen additional closures, right, and some additional restrictions placed around the world, around the country in a lot of markets. The manufacturers don't like uncertainty. And so I suspect that will have a dragging effect on both capital spending and hiring.
Well, it's not just the output folks, who you represent, but also the distribution people. I mean, you can manufacture all the stuff you want, but if there's nobody in the warehouses to deliver it or in the trucks to take it to the end user, you got a bollocks there, and that's contributing, isn't it?
It definitely is, and one of the bigger drags, well, not the biggest drag, but one of the bigger drags in the second quarter data was the fact people aren't stocking those shelves, right? And so inventories were a pretty significant drag on GDP in the second quarter, and I suspect even with some restocking in the third quarter, it's not going to be as strong as we might like.
Well, I'm in the middle of a project right now myself, and every other thing that's ordered, we hear that the warehouse is half staffed. We're behind, and the people we're talking to with the orders, they're not even there. They're at home working half days, and so you've got a supply chain issue there that's not contributing, at least to some degree. I think things are picking up. I think it's getting better, but that's what's been going on for the last couple of months, isn't it?
Yeah, Americans have got a great lesson in what the supply chain looks like. When we ran out of toilet paper and a bunch of other things this spring, and people wondered why there wasn't chicken soup on the shelves. People got a lesson in how the supply chain really works and where the bottlenecks are.
There's a lot more transparency about that right now, especially with regard to what we get from across waters, right? And it's why Chad, right. I'm talking about, I'm increasingly talking about America. The Western Hemisphere needs to start focusing on more hemispherization and less globalization. What do you think?
I mean, I think companies that I talk to continue to say that they're reevaluating their supply chain. And you know, you and I said this, I think, last time I was on.
Yep.
They already were doing that before because of the trade war. But I think the COVID conversation is just one more wrinkle in that conversation in terms of, you know, how can we make sure that we have duplication of effort? How can we make sure maybe we make more in the U.S.? Right? I think that conversation is one that every company is having.
And this is a reason. This is a reason to do more reshoring. Hold on to that thought, Chad. I got to take a quick break. Right back, folks. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.